since we were on last Tuesday, in Donegal alone, we've had 34 vehicle crashes. Some of these people have been left with injuries. People that aren't seriously injured, that are, you know, they're taken in by ambulance, they're having to wait in A&E for 8 or 9 hours, you know, and they're adding to the delays there, and you know, they're discharged immediately. But you know, it takes a lot of money and time on behalf of all services. Some of them are maybe not as avoidable as others. But I have another stat here that, you know, it's not good either. But unfortunately, it's a stat that's repeated every week in Donegal. Since last Tuesday, we had 15 drugged and drunken drivers arrested, you know, so that's again quite a number for the size of Donegal, you know.
And nationally, we're seeing an increase in drug and drink driving detections after a period of sort of, you know, those receding somewhat. Are we getting more lax? Is the message not getting through? Because we can't, it's not like we're not told the guards are going to be out. It's not like we're not told there's going to be, you know, that you could get caught if you do this. So why are we seeing that the figures going in the wrong direction, I wonder, in 2022?
I think there's definitely an increase in availability of drugs, Greg. You know, that's you know, I'm quite happy to say that. Also, you know, our ability to detect has also increased. Mm-hmm. You know, we have better equipment and in relation to testing for drugs on the roadside. You know, we have more of these Dräger machines that are able to do the main three types of drugs. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have excellent people on the traffic corps in Buncrana and Letterkenny.